Here with Nick Dedwell, the writer of Torchbearer. The other person at the table here was telling me the plot, but I was a little curious about the background. So how far in the future do you see this is taking place?
Well, normally I tell people, Eric, it's a long, long time from now in a galaxy far, far away, but realistically I'd say 250 to 300 years from now, assuming, you know, all the technical stuff can be sorted out.
Sure, yeah, of course. What made you focus on, say, a corporation versus a country or something like that?
To be honest, when the initial spark for Torchbearer came about, it was a writing prompt for a class I was taking, and Occupy Wall Street was in the background, and I just figured, I was reading this book on mythology, Bullfinch's mythology, and I just thought, hey, wouldn't it be interesting if the Titans were corporations, the Titans of industry, that kind of thing, it just meshed in my mind.
Right. So within the book, how far, you know, it says that the corporation owns galaxies and planets, yep, and so on. How far have humans colonized?
Different galaxies altogether. So one of the things in the book that I touch over is the fact that there's humans and then there's these things, synthetics, which are just manufactured humans. So that's allowed them to expand their colonization efforts significantly.
Okay, and another thing that can be an issue with these really big, yeah, epics is, so how do you, and I don't know if this plays a role in the issue so far, but how does communications and media play a part, and does anything have to do with the fact that it takes time to travel, or have you done like Ender's Game where people can kind of talk instantly across galaxies?
In part, communication is handled by one of these mega corporations called KGC. And I haven't fleshed out exactly how they communicate, but it is near instantaneous. As for travel, there's faster than light travel. I have my own visual take on how it looks, but there's faster than light travel. Otherwise, it'd be unrealistic. I mean, space is space, and it's so big.
Right. Yeah, yeah. The reason I asked is, you know, like we mentioned before, it's about the people who are rebelling against the corporation. And, you know, there could be issues if they can't communicate, you know, across everywhere. You know, if it's one of those things where it takes months or years or whatever, that can really have a different pace.
Oh, I agree completely. But right now, from what we've seen with the action, it's been instantaneous, the communication back and forth. That's an interesting point. I might actually have to play into the lag, how it could affect things. But right now, it's just near instantaneous communication.
And I have one other question. I was flipping through the book, and I saw it appeared that someone had, like, a watch built into their arm, basically.
Not a watch, a display, yeah.
So within this world, do people have the media going straight into their head? Do they have to watch TV or something?
No. I still, because it's mainly from a personal preference, I still believe that we won't necessarily have things implanted on our brain and fed directly to it. But, like, on our wrist, sure. I mean, everyone likes a watch now and then.
Right.
Why have an accessory to it when you can have it implanted?
Cool. Yeah. Thanks. And so what's your release schedule? And in general, what are the different places where we can get it? I know they were saying before, the physical comic, you guys go convention to convention.
Right.
But what other ways can we get it, and how often can we expect to see a new issue?
Every issue is slated to come out every 2 months. Naturally, since we're entirely self-funded, we do our best to meet that. So every 2 months, you can expect a new issue digitally through Comixology and other marketplaces. And then every 6 months, you can expect a book, a physical copy. And you can get them through torchbearercomics.com.
And the within Comixology,
yes,
do you have it where you can download the issues?
Yes.
Or?
Yes, I actually need to make a decision whether they should be available as digital trades or not. That's something that has been exposed to me as a means of availability for us.
Cool. Thank you very much for talking with me.
My pleasure, Eric.